Isang higanteng money remittance company ay agresibong kumikilos para lakihan ang merkado nito sa gitna ng isang pagtataya ng isang hapong kumpanya ng pananalapi na lalaki ang merkado ng remittance sa Pilipinas ng 5.2% sa taong ito. Inaasahan ng kumpanyang Hapon na Nomura na lalaki ang remittance sa Pilipinas dulot ng mga Overseas Filipino Worker o OFW kahit paman maraming issue sa 2 milyong OFW sa gitnang silangan. Narito ang ulat. Sa background na ito, sinabi ng mga opisyal ng Western Union sa Australia, ang kanilang kumpanya ay patuloy na magdadagdag ng mga ahensya at rerepasuhin ang mga singil para mapalaki palalo ang merkado. Hinarap ng 2 opisyal ng kumpanya ang Pilipino-Australianong media para pag-usapan ang kanilang pagkilos at mga iba pang bagay. Ang Pilipinang Patricia Zamora Reinger ay ang Senior Vice President ng Southeast Asia and Oceania at si Simon Millard ay ang Country Director ng Western Union Australia. Kamakailan, maraming mga maliliit na remittance company ang nagsasara dahil sa paghihigpit ng mga bangko na di sila gamitin sa pagpapadala ng mga salapi. May mga akusasyon ng malalaking remittance company ay nakikipagsabwatan sa mga bangko, subalit ito ay itinanggi ni Millard.
It's incorrect to say that Western Union has not been affected by this. We are affected by it and we will continue to outreach to the key stakeholders to try and address this issue. For us, we've been engaged with direct dialogue with the banks and with government. So last year we focused a lot with government. This year we're talking directly to 3 of the 4 banks and I do think we are starting to make some headway with that.
Sinabi ni Ringer, nagsasara ang maliliit na kumpanya sa strictong pagpapatupad ng mga batas.
I think many of the smaller players are now challenged because of the higher cost of compliance that's being required by many regulators. And so some are left really with no option but to close down. We're seeing that in many countries already.
Sinabi pa ni Reinger na ang kanilang kumpanya ay namumuhunan ng gusto para sa mga batas kaugnay sa compliance.
Beefed up the investments that we made for our compliance program and I can say that our compliance program is world class and is recognized by many regulators all over the world. So I think we're very strong as far as our compliance capabilities are concerned and our credibility in this compliance program is very good as far as many regulators are concerned.
Yan ang dahilan kaya lumaki ang Western Union sa Pilipinas. Mula nang magbukas ito noong 1990, meron ng isang mahigit 7,600 sa 78 lalawigan at 143 siyudad na kung saan makakakuha o makapagpadala ng salapi. At ito ay patuloy pang lumalaki. Sinabi ni Reinger, base sa kanilang pag-aaral, ang lumalaking kita ng mga Pilipino ay dulot sa mga ipinapadalang pera ng mga OFW.
And then as far as incomes are concerned, so we did a study and what we found is that for households that directly receive remittances, the benefit of that is that their income grows by 14.5% versus those that only grow by 0.4%.
Pinagtitibay rin ng kumpanya ang teknolohiya at maaari na magpadala ng pera sa pamamagitan ng mobile app.
We do have an app that exists today, but it's only for existing customers, so who have previously transacted through our website. We are launching a new app later this year, yeah. Which will be much more available for new customers will be able to use it.
Subalit sinabi ni Reinger, dahil hindi malinaw ang patakbo sa kontrobersiya na Bitcoin, hindi pa nila ito tinatanggap bilang padala.
Until Bitcoin is regulated, then we're not going to touch it. But of course, we continue to just monitor and consider it. But right now, it's not a regulated form of currency at this point. So
at dahil na rin sa lumalaking presensya ng kumpanya, sila ay tumutulong na rin sa mga OFW sa iba't ibang paraan. Isa na rito ang paglalathala ng tinatawag na Pinoy Care Booklet sa pakikipagtulungan sa Commission on Filipino Overseas.
We publish handbooks that are specific to countries where we provide information in terms of how you can get yourself better assimilated in the community, what are the watch outs in terms of the culture of the country that you're going to. like it provides all of the information in order for you to be to survive the new country that you're going to and get adjusted very quickly.
Pinalawak na din nila ang kanilang serbisyo sa pamamagitan ng kanilang foundation. Inilunsad ang proyektong OFRED, isang programa para tulungan ang maliliit na negosyo ng mga OFW.
So what we're doing is a pilot program in Taguig and in Ilocos Norte for us to take a look at what livelihood programs the OFWs can direct remittances towards to be able to help a community-based project. So that's a pilot that we're looking at, and that's in coordination also with the UNDP and the government of Taguig and Ilocos Norte.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook.